B-Pod Studios.
Well, here we go, the Rap Party Podcast, and it's our last podcast before we head off for a week's vacation. We'll get into where we're going and what we're going to do, but first let's wrap up what we did on the show today, Wednesday, July 3rd.
My stomach's starting to hurt. It really is.
It's probably the sweat you ingested.
Oh, we did a butt barbecue, and I had a good bit of the sausage. I'm not kidding. It's starting to hurt.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, we grilled it on a small grill in here, so there's no issues with that. I mean, it was cooked.
I just had a little bite.
How do we know it's cooked?
Because I ate it. Well, it was cooked all the way through.
It wasn't cold. I don't know. Now I'm concerned.
Maybe we didn't cook it enough.
It could have been the sweat coming off my back. Now, if you didn't hear the show today, I had a belt on, I had boxers on, and I had a U-shaped sausage hanging from my boxers and belt. And I, in order to cook it, I had to squat over the grill, the 450-degree grill, and it was freaking hot.
So help me, Manny, if I get food poisoning the night before 4th of July from your back sweat, I'm going to be really upset with you, and I might not talk to you for the next week.
I didn't sweat on it.
How do you know?
That was
you.
Water.
That was your back was glistening.
And you have back hair, so who only knows what that's been holding on to, and the sweat picked it up on the way down.
Loren, just like when you ate the Reaper, it's all in your head.
I'm sure this is all in my head, but yes. My stomach really is nuts.
And the Reaper was not in my head.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's funny how we come up with these ideas, because we kind of do pitch meetings and we come up with ideas, and you know, you're talking about the summer when we're sitting in the winter trying to plan the summer things, and I think somebody yelled out, let's do a, you know, people barbecue butts, so let's do a butt barbecue, and the rest was history. What a segment.
I think engineering got mad.
Engineer, we had our buddy, who sets us up for our...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Fam Jam Fridays came in, and he is joking
happy.
A lot of the times, but he came in today and it sounded like he was serious about where we cooked it. Was he afraid of the, do you think we had an open flame?
I don't know. Well, I think he was more upset because nobody was answering him than anything, but I'm not sure.
Well, we were joking around.
We might be getting an email. I have a feeling we're going to get in trouble for this.
Well, I'm about to put my out of office response on there and some permission to Cole. Whatever it is, just like we said, you're the storm chaser, you handle it, you fix it up.
If we don't return, you know what happened.
Yeah, if we magically disappear like that one day, just know this was it. But barbecue is what fired us.
At least it would be something cooler this time.
Yeah, I know.
At least we got to eat. Yeah. But it was a good piece of meat. And I'll tell you, the one thing for me that sucked out of all of it was squatting over the grill.
Yeah, I bet your legs are sore. Oh,
my legs are so sore.
Yeah.
So we talked about that. We also discussed on the show how our friend producer Nicole, her ex, added someone to her posse, her crew, that looks just like Nicole.
Yeah. Clearly her ex has a type.
And Loren, you called her?
And a lot of people do.
I called her 2.0.
Right.
I mean, no offense, but I mean, nobody's going to be as hot as the original, right? Like, the original's the original.
Mm-hmm.
And there are many... what's that saying?
I don't think I want to know it.
No, you do.
There's like, many imitators,
yes,
something like that.
Yeah, you can.
But only
I'm often
one.
Imitated, but never duplicated.
Yes,
often
yes.
Imitated, never duplicated.
Yeah,
yeah.
My dad says that. Yeah.
Anyway, we just thought it was funny because she's showing up in all these pictures, and I was like, wait, is that Nicole? Is that an old picture? The woman ties her hair back, mm-hmm, like Nicole does. She wears glasses. She even has, like, kind of your facial features, like the same jawline and stuff. Do you know that? Do you see that?
No.
When you look at her, do you think you're looking at someone that looks like you?
No. I mean, like I said, I think we...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Have the same style. She's got brown hair, and in
the same stores,
and in the community, like in the lesbian community, you're either like there's different styles, and they all seem to be pretty similar of how people dress. Like if you go to a gay club or if you go to a pride, like there are going to be a lot of people dressed like me, and like if she had blonde hair, like we wouldn't be having this conversation.
Right.
You would just
or
be
if she
like,
wore hair down,
yeah.
Or you know.
But it's even like Roy, like that guy or that girl who won Big Brother, where you were like, "This is."
Oh yeah! Oh my gosh! On Big Brother last season, a spitting image of you, tattoos, athletic, yeah. The same cut of hair.
So I think that's just how things fell. Is that you know, like we dress alike, and she's got brown hair, and she's got an undercut.
And wears her hair up.
Yeah.
And has tattoos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I looked back at a couple pictures, and this woman didn't dress like that, so I think Lauren got a hold of her and said, hey, why don't you try this? Why don't you pull your hair back? Hey, let's shave the sides.
I assure you that didn't happen.
Did you ever think of a bun?
I don't think that happened.
Did you ever think about adopting a chocolate lab?
First off, he's not chocolate.
What is he? What
he's
is Finley?
He's black.
Finley's in here. Isn't...
Yeah, he looks to...
Yeah, no, blood. Chocolate labs are brown.
Oh, okay.
He's got black hair.
Okay. He's a handsome boy.
He's looking at me now. He's like, I know you're talking about me.
Yeah.
By the way, Nicole's dog, Finley, in the studio, and Finley ate the rest of the sausage, so he's the big winner today.
He did. He had a lot of it.
Speaking of sausage, can we wrap this up? I really have to use the restroom.
Do you?
Yeah. I really want to go.
Okay. I seriously have to go.
We're on vacation
time. All right, let's do a quick round the room. Nicole's going to be running our best of for next week, so she'll be here. Lorraine, what are you doing? Where are you going?
Virginia to Smith Mountain Lake, and then to Florida to see my mom.
Virginia to see my family, and back to Charlotte.
And, Nicole, you're going to be watching 4th of July fireworks from Roy's rooftop?
I don't know yet.
Okay.
I don't know. I got no plans.
Okay. I'm going to be heading down to Folly Beach. I plan on leaving here as soon as the show's over. And I rented a golf cart, Roy.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. So I have a golf cart, and we have so much stuff. Amanda wants to bring a kiddie pool to the beach for Ruby to sit in.
It's kind of a good idea.
Kind of a good idea, but you know who's got to haul the water back and forth?
You.
Me.
How are you going to fill it up with just ocean water?
I guess just like bring
You're
buckets back. You know how long that's going to take?
Yeah.
All right, Roy's getting up and heading out. This is the Wrap Party Podcast. Thank you all so much for listening and downloading, and tell your friends about the Wrap Party, and of course, don't forget to download the whole show. Happy 4th of July.
See ya.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.